Chiefs heiress Gracie Hunt reveals anguish after losing family member in Texas floods. By Warner Todd Houston on July 8, 2025. Chiefs heiress Gracie Hunt has shared the anguish of her family after they lost one of their own in the devastating Texas flooding last week. Hunt's cousin, Janie, reportedly died in the flooding, according to the New York Post. Now, Gracie is speaking to her grief in a post on Instagram. "My heart aches for our extended family and friends who lost daughters. For every life lost and every family shattered by the floods in Texas. I don't have easy answers, but I do know this. Following Jesus doesn't spare us from pain, but it means we never face it alone," Hunt wrote in the social media post. "Even in the darkest valleys, we hold on to the hope that this is not the end of the story," she added. Janie, only 9 years old, was a camper at the tragic Camp Mystic when the flood waters swept the entire facility away. She was one of 27 campers and staffers who perished in the flood. Janie was the great-granddaughter of William Herbert Hunt, the brother of late Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt, the paper noted. Tavia Hunt, Gracie's mother and the wife of Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, also took to social media to vent her grief over the loss of her niece. "Our hearts are broken by the devastation from the floods in Wimberley and the tragic loss of so many lives, including a precious little Hunt cousin, along with several friends, sick, little girls," Tavia wrote on Instagram. "How do we trust a God who is supposed to be all good, all knowing, and all powerful, but who allows such terrible things to happen, even to children?" Tavia continued. "That is a sacred and tender question, and one the Bible doesn't shy away from. Scripture is filled with the cries of those whose hearts have been shattered, who still wrestle to trust the same God they believe allowed the pain," she wrote. In her post, Gracie added two poignant scriptures from the Bible. "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Psalm 23:4. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.